Tension appears to be on the rise at the Occupy Boston encampment downtown as demonstrators await a judge's decision on whether to allow them to remain in Dewey Square. Last night, three protesters were arrested on disorderly conduct charges after trying to stop police from seizing a kitchen sink that was being brought into the camp. One protester allegedly assaulted an officer. The arrest came hours after a Superior Court judge decided to keep in place a temporary restraining order barring the city from evicting the protesters without court approval. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports.
The way Occupy lawyers see it, this case comes down to weighing public safety and free speech concerns. The occupiers say camping outside is part of their message. That should be protected first, and then public safety issues can be more fully addressed. The city of Boston, on the other hand, says this case is about a group of people trying to privatize a piece of public property to the exclusion of others. City lawyers say the protesters never got permission to use this portion of the Greenway. According to them, the encampment is now unsafe, and they need the freedom to clear it when they want. Boston's Fire Marshal Bart Shea told the judge yesterday that highly flammable tarps are draped over tents that are crammed too close together. He said he fears for the life and safety of every person on that property.
It's, in my opinion, it's unmanaged. There is basically no fire safety plan from what I can see. The number of fire code violations alone are almost uncountable.
Lawyers for Occupy Boston say this was the first time the protesters heard such serious safety concerns. And it was clear yesterday that there was a communication breakdown between fire officials and protesters. The fire marshal expressed frustration with the protesters' organization and the fact there's no clear leader to tell about safety problems.
We've tried to work with these people to the best of our ability to keep them as safe as possible. They're working in a chaotic situation. This is a novel event that they've not approached us for any permits whatsoever. Not approached any agency, as far as I'm aware, for permitting whatsoever. So I'm not going to jump in midstream with these people to do it. What we're going to do is try to work with them the best we can and identify issues from coming onto the site.
The fire marshal said he was not willing to attend the occupiers' general assembly meeting to tell them about safety problems and educate them how to be safe. He is willing to send his staff there daily to check on the site. Howard Cooper, the attorney for Occupy Boston, says it may be difficult for some people to understand how to communicate with this group.
The fact of the matter is, to anyone who's paying attention, there is a General Assembly, and the General Assembly is the voice and is the ear of the people who are involved in Occupy Boston. If public officials feel the need to communicate a message about public safety, it's been crystal clear that's how to do it. Public officials are here to protect public safety. That means something, including at Dewey Square. And that means working with the processes presented to do it.
Most of the arguments were about public safety. The judge said the Occupy Boston side didn't seem to acknowledge the city's safety concerns. There was less debate about the free speech aspects of the case, so it was unclear whether the judge believes there's any merit to that argument. As Occupy movements in other large cities are cleared out, and some set up house in private warehouses, the demonstrators in Boston just don't know what comes next. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.